Simon & Schuster Audio presents Sam, One Robot, A Dozen Engineers, and the Race to Revolutionize the Way We Build, by Jonathan Waldman. Read by Corey Brill. Prologue. Though the invasion began from both coasts, it proceeded unnoticed for years. For most of two decades, amid the Cold War and the riots in Vietnam and stagflation, it advanced in obscurity. An automobile factory was taken over here, a candy factory there. But by the 1980s, the robot invasion was unmistakable. Robots were everywhere. They were on lunchboxes and t-shirts, in comics and video games. Nintendo made one. Radio Shack sold a couple. Across movie and TV screens, robots were veritably plastered. Mork brought one home for Mindy to meet. Mr. Rogers visited some. One, named Sam, rolled onto Sesame Street and insisted it was on Mulberry Street. Notwithstanding the pallid, humorless one in Star Trek, they had personality. Those in Sleeper kvetched, the squat one in Star Wars sassed, and David Hasselhoff's, in control of a badass Pontiac Firebird, had an ego as soft as French cheese. Connected to a vast network, the one played by Arnold Schwarzenegger was powerfully sinister, while disconnected and on the run after being zapped by a lightning bolt, Johnny Five was alive. So, in the end, was RoboCop. Off the screen, they behaved more rudimentarily. One walked, one rolled down hospital hallways, one vacuumed, and another climbed stairs. In Atlanta, one sang at a lounge. Yet others presaged a brave new world. Two robots investigated the contaminated reactor at Three Mile Island, and another, which had found vents deep on the ocean floor, also found the Titanic. A NASA crew used a robot to knock ice off the side of the shuttle Discovery, and the Army employed a robot to load 100-pound howitzer shells. A $40,000 Swiss gizmo helped cops in Texas dole out speeding tickets. In Maryland, where I was then growing up, a stubby fiberglass one delivered a commencement address. Computers, it said presciently, are now a part of us all. I already knew as much, because my father had written a whole dictionary of robotics. It had 2,000 entries for terms like Denevit-Hartenberg matrix and Karhunen-Loeve transformation, and cited no fewer than 24 robot programming languages because there were more of them than native tongues of North America. At IBM, roboticists used Emily.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?